第4項
The English naturalist Charles Darwin, 1872, argued that all humans have the ability to express emotions in exactly the same ways, basically through their faces. However, anthropologist Margaret Mead, 1930, later claimed that facial expressions of emotion are culture-specific and learned in each culture, like spoken language.This issue has been debated for decades. Paul Ekman and his colleagues conducted a series of studies on the issue in the 1960s. In their studies, participants from different parts of the world were shown pictures of facial expressions. Interestingly, all of them agreed on the following emotions that were shown in the pictures: anger, disgust, fear, happiness, sadness, and surprise.The results provided support for the concept of universal facial expressions. Contempt was also universally recognized as a seventh facial expression in their later research. With these findings, Ekman, 2009, concluded as follows. In business and in life, it doesn't matter what language you speak, where you live, or what you do for a living.The facial expressions you show for anger, fear, sadness, disgust, surprise, contempt, and happiness will be the same. You share these expressions with all human beings. Over the past four decades, there have been more than 100 studies that have demonstrated the recognition of these seven expressions across cultures.More than 75 studies have found that these facial expressions are spontaneously produced by individuals all over the world to display similar emotions. These findings provide strong evidence for the universal facial expressions of emotions. Their implication is that these expressions are a part of our nature. Despite the existence of universal facial expressions of emotion,People around the world express certain emotions differently. Some researchers created the term cultural display rules to account for cultural differences in facial expressions of emotion. At a young age, we learn to manage and modify our expressions in particular situations and social contexts. The researchers described six ways in which people manage their emotions and facial expressions.First, individuals can express emotions as they feel them with no adjustment, so they show their feeling as it is. Second, they can exaggerate their expressions. Third, they can minimize their expressions. Fourth, people can mask their emotions by expressing a different emotion other than what they really feel. Fifth, individuals may also learn to make their expressions neutral, so they express nothing.Sixth, they can adjust their feelings by using different expressions in combination. In some studies testing spontaneous expressive behaviors, all of the behavioral responses described above have been identified. Based on their own work and that of others, Matsumoto and Huang, 2012, concluded that when emotions are aroused,Expressions may be either universal or culture-specific, depending on the context.